Hello and welcome to Mega City Book Club, a podcast all about the galaxy's greatest comic, 2000 AD. I'm Eamon Clark, and this is a bonus episode to tie in with the fabulous 2000 AD Forum Advent Calendar organised by the official art correspondent for this podcast, Pete Wells. Hello, Pete. If you're not familiar with the Forum Advent Calendar, then pop over to the 2000 AD online forums and you'll find the thread there where regulars are posting something special for every day leading up to Christmas, including pictures, songs, models, and even podcasts. So this episode, we're going to be talking about the top 10 poll, which we organised earlier in the year. And first of all, I'd like to say a big thank you to Alex Frith for coming up with the idea and suggesting it to me. Check out his sterling work at heroesof2000ad.blogspot.com. And thank you to everybody who voted, either by email or on the Facebook page or on the forum thread. I've compiled all the votes, plugged them into a spreadsheet, and come up with the answers as to what my listeners' favourite top 10 2000 AD stories are of all time. So let's start with some Pop Pickers music and the top 10 Judge Dredd stories. In descending order, at number 10 we have The Dead Man. At number 9, Tour of Duty. Number 8, The Judge Child Quest. Number 7, Judge Death Lives. And at number 6, The Cursed Earth. At number 5, Day of Chaos. Number 4, The Pit. Then into the top 3. At number 3, in your all-time favourite Judge Dredd stories, it is Necropolis by Wagner and Carlos Esquerra. At number 2, it's America, again, John Wagner and Colin McNeil. And finally, at number 1, with more than twice the number of votes of any other Judge Dredd story, a clear winner, miles ahead of anything else, it is, of course, Judge Dredd, The Apocalypse War by Wagner, Grant and Esquerra. And it's great to see so many Carlos Esquerra stories in the top 10. And, of course, to note that nearly all of those stories are co-written by John Wagner. So the greats of Judge Dredd represented in your top 10. There it is at number 1, The Apocalypse War. Now, moving on to the top 10 2000 AD stories that weren't Judge Dredd. This was slightly more tricky. The voting was a lot closer. And, of course, there was a little bit confusion as to whether people were voting just for the title of a strip or for individual stories within a long-running strip. So what I've done is I've broken this down into two lists. One list for individual stories and one list for the long-running series or strips, to put it another way. So here are the top 10 non-Judge Dredd 2000 AD individual stories. At number 10, it's Halo Jones, Book 2. At number 9, Rogue Trooper Cinnabar, which we had on the podcast earlier this year with Brian Walsh. At number 8, coming up on the podcast in the future, it is Bad Company, Book 1. Number 7, it is, appropriately enough, The ABC Warriors, The Magnificent Seven, the first ABC Warriors story. At number 6, Nemesis, Book 4, The Gothic Empire, also being on a podcast episode. At number 5, it is, of course, the all-time great Slain story, The Horned God. At number 4, Halo Jones, Book 3. Halo Jones Goes to War, Alan Moore and Ian Gibson, a memorable story that's been on the podcast twice now. At number 3, it's a Strontium Dog story, Strontium Dog Rage. We all know about that story, we all know about what it meant to the world of Strontium Dog and Johnny Alpha. Fantastic story. At number 2, perhaps not surprisingly, Nemesis the Warlock, Book 1, that set the scene for the fabulous Nemesis stories by Pat Mills and Kevin O'Neill. And at number 1, with again more votes than any other story by some clear margin, it was Strontium Dog, Portrait of a Mutant. Wagner, Grant, Carlos Esquerra, what a fantastic story. And then just to sort of help even things out, I decided to amalgamate all the votes for different individual story arcs and come up with the top 10 non-Dread 2000 AD thrills. So here they are once more, starting at number 10, Bad Company. At number 9, Zenith. At number 8, Indigo Prime. At number 7, Judge Anderson's Psy Division. Number 6, Rogue Trooper. Number 5, The ABC Warriors. Number 4, Slain. Number 3, Halo Jones. Number 2, Nemesis the Warlock. And of course, you probably won't be surprised to hear that the favourite number 1 non-Dread story from 2000 AD is, of course, Strontium Dog. So there we have it, 3 top 10s. I will post the lists on the 2000 AD forums in the general section of the forum. You'll find them there. And I will at some point post them on the Facebook page as well if you want to go through the lists in more detail. Thanks again for everybody who took the time to vote. It was fantastic to get so many votes. It took some time, but I managed to get it all sorted out and give you 3 very good top 10s from 2000 AD and 40 plus years of the galaxy's greatest comic. And as part of the competition, or part of the voting, I said that there would be some prizes. And because I've now got 2 different collections of 2000 AD covers from the Hachette Ultimate Collection, we have 2 prizes to give out. So I put the names of everybody who voted into a large hat, shuffled them up, and drew out 2 names. And those winners are Roland Ungoid Thomas, who was on the show talking about the Horned God. So I'll be in touch with Roland to get him that one. And the second book goes to, from the 2000 AD forums, Zen Arcade. And again, I'll be in touch with you to sort out delivery. Once again, a huge thank you to everybody who took the time to send in their votes. I know it's hard work putting these in order, but people did extremely well. It was fascinating to read all the comments that went with them, and you can check out some of those on the thread where we'll be posting the answers. And as I say, I will post the top 10 lists, all 3 of them, on the Facebook page and on the forum group. And I'd also like to thank all those people who made kind comments about the podcast. We've got another year of episodes just about under our belt, and there's plenty more to come in 2019 with so many books to get to. I know people are queuing up to get on the show, which is great, and I promise I will get to you all eventually. And of course, do check out the wonders of the 2000 AD Forum Advent Calendar, as organised by Pete. Every day there's something to warm the cockles of your heart and make you feel better at these sometimes dark times. There are some wonders there to see, so do go along to the 2000 AD Forums and check out the Advent Calendar thread. And if you're listening to this podcast near to where it comes out in the early part of December, also check out my other contribution to the Advent Calendar, which is a raffle to raise money for Cancer Research UK, my Just Giving site. Obviously a cause close to the hearts of 2000 AD fans in this particular year, with the sad loss of dear Carlos, one of the true greats of 2000 AD. So I am raffling a sketchbook which has been signed by numerous 2000 AD droids. The second prize is a copy of the hardback 10th anniversary special edition of Case Files Volume 1, and that is signed on the book plate inside by both Carlos Esquerra and John Wagner. In third place, I've got a copy of Prog 202 Strontium Dog cover, which is signed by both John and Carlos. And then there's a fourth place prize, which is 2000AD's Greatest Hits, signed on the front cover by John Wagner. So if you want to know how to win these wondrous prizes, have a look at the video that I've posted both on the forum and on the Facebook page, which will show you the details, how you can enter. Tickets are £2 each. All the money goes directly to Cancer Research UK through the Just Giving page. And the raffle also includes free postage. So every penny you're paying is going directly to a great cause. Details on the Facebook page and on the 2000 AD forums, or by looking on the Just Giving page at megacitybookclub.com. The raffle runs until midnight on December the 15th. That's Saturday, December the 15th. And the draw will be on Sunday, December 16th. As usual, the draw will be videoed, and the video with the results will be posted on that same day, the 16th of December. So if you're listening to this in the first couple of weeks of December, do pop across and have a look at these fantastic prizes and consider chipping in £2 for a ticket. So that's it. Thank you very much. As ever, thank you to all of you for listening to Mega City Book Club. It is an absolute joy to produce these podcasts. It's been great fun with all my varied guests, and I've got loads more new guests and a few returning familiar voices coming up in 2019. As I say, a great number of wonderful books to get to, lots of interesting stuff to talk about. So thank you for listening and sticking with me as I do this little podcast about the galaxy's greatest comic, 2000 AD. And that will do it. So I'd like to wish a very, very happy Christmas and a completely Zarjaz New Year to all of Tharg's loyal fans. Do check out the work on 2000 AD and check out all my links at megacitybookclub.com or email me at mcbcpodcast@gmail.com, Twitter at mcbcpodcast, Facebook at megacitybookclub. And as ever, if you have the time to do me a little review or a rating on Apple Podcasts, that would be great and help other people find the podcast. So until next time and the next episode, when we're back to reviewing another great 2000 AD book, it's time for me to say happy Christmas and goodbye. Why?